Harper One and Harper Audio present Rethinking Success, 8 Essential Practices for Finding Meaning in Work and Life by J. Douglas Holliday. Read by Jason Arnold. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/rethinkingsuccess. This contains a copy of all the questions and exercises for your journal and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. Introduction. The problem with getting everything is you run out of reasons to keep trying. People who made sudden success are telling me this is normal and will pass. That's good to know. I guess I'll take a shower then. Hanging out in Ibiza with a bunch of friends and partying with famous people, able to do whatever I want, and I've never felt more isolated. When we sold the company, the biggest effort went into making sure the employees got taken care of, and they all hate me now. These are among the many tweets of Marcus Persson, who in 2014, at age 35, sold his wildly popular company Minecraft for $2.5 billion. He quickly purchased a 23,000-square-foot mansion in the Hollywood Hills for $70 million. He was living the dream, right? Hardly. He was depressed and lonely, an emotional state that became widely shared throughout the Twitterverse. So why our fascination with the pain and foibles of people like Marcus Persson? In many ways, he represents our wildest dreams of success come true. What would happen if we found ourselves billionaires? How could that not make us feel fulfilled and happy? And yet, we are not surprised to hear that success often fails to bring happiness. Why does success leave some feeling isolated, lonely, and unhappy? As it turns out, Persson's experience is not uncommon. Many find themselves hugely successful but failing at life. As it turns out, success without also maintaining a larger sense of purpose and meaning leaves many feeling adrift and alone. We are creatures who crave meaning in our lives, and without it, we lose our moorings. Researchers find that people have meaningful lives when three conditions are met. First, their lives make sense. Second, their lives are driven by purpose. And third, they are a part of something much bigger than themselves. I would add a fourth condition, one that is implicit in the three above. They maintain rich human connection. This is a book about the elusive notion of success and how the very things we do to attain it can prove counterproductive and vacuous in the end. Ironically, the chase itself, as in Marcus Persson's case, is frequently more satisfying than the realization of the sought-after prize. In my view, Persson has a teachable moment, just now, where he will either self-destruct or discover a richer, deeper existence. To go up, most of us must first go down. Yet it's quite unsettling to stand in this naked light. Finding a purpose requires paying attention in those dark moments when clarity and a true epiphany await. You can continue to avoid the truth about yourself for a time, but not indefinitely. So let me tell you about Ted. Ted Leonsis is a friend, a hugely successful entrepreneur and owner of 4 professional sports teams, including the Washington Wizards and the Caps. At an age even younger than Persson, Leonsis had a moment of clarity when he decided what truly mattered. Here is the story he told me. It was 1984. I was 27 years old and had recently sold for $60 million an early new media company that I'd built. And then, in fulfillment of the randomness of life, I got on the wrong plane. A routine flight from Melbourne, Florida to Atlanta ended with an emergency landing. No one was hurt, but in the 35 minutes that we spent unsure of whether the landing gear was going to work, circling the airport, burning off fuel, and learning how to brace for a crash landing, I had to face up to something I really didn't like. If that plane crashed, I wouldn't die happy. It was a reckoning, a wake-up call. I had all the toys money could buy. At a ridiculously young age, I had achieved what we all believe is the American dream, and for a poor kid from Brooklyn, it had all seemed to come easy. But I wasn't happy. It was the most important discovery of my life. The moment I got off that plane, with shaking knees and a queasy stomach, I resolved to pursue happiness and live my life without regret. I was given the world's all-time greatest mulligan, the gift of a second chance to live my life properly. 2 lives, 2 opportunities to discover purpose and meaning. One used his moment to alter the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?